Which one goes to a Mr. John P. Allen, A-L-L-E-N. Dear Mr. Allen, I know that by now you have probably received an acknowledgement to your letter, but I wanted to drop this personal note to you to thank you for what you had to say about our program. I know we can't make things right overnight, but I believe that our program offers an opportunity to end this inflation, which is destroying us, to get us back into productivity again, put our people to work, and let our people keep more of the money they earn. It won't be easy getting this program, but letters like yours make us more determined than ever that we're going to go through with the program. And I just want to thank you for your encouragement. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. Mo Moravec, M-O-R-A-V-E-C. Dear Mr. Moravec, I know that you have probably received a formal acknowledgement of your letter, but I wanted to drop you this line personally to thank you for writing as you did, and to thank you for what you and all of your staff there have volunteered to do. I can only tell you that letters like yours make this job easier, and we're going to do everything we can to see if we can't lighten this burden of inflation. I know it can't be done overnight. It will take time to undo the damage that has been done, but I am confident that our program, if Congress will pass it, is the answer to the economic problems that beset us today. You have all volunteered to do a very unselfish thing. I don't know how quickly we can reduce the rate of inflation. And please, don't sacrifice too much as time goes on. You have already encouraged all of us here with what it is you've said you'd do. But people like you didn't cause inflation. It was started here in Washington, and we're going to have to end it here in Washington. But God bless you, and thank you for your letter. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. Brian J. Dick, D-I-C-K. Dear Mr. Dick, I know you've probably received a formal acknowledgement of your letter, but having read your letter, I wanted to drop you this personal note to just tell you how much that letter meant to me and to the members of my cabinet. We won't give up. And when we get letters like yours, believe me, we're more determined than ever to solve these problems and get our economy moving again. Just know that your letter brightened the day for many of us here in the White House. You will be in our thoughts and prayers. Thank you again. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one to Mr. Martin Powers. Dear Mr. Powers, thank you very much for your letter. You probably received a formal acknowledgement. We received so much mail, but I have read your letter and want you to know how very grateful I am. do our best to get our program adopted, which I believe, over the long run, will restore our economy and this great economic system of ours. I call it the long run because I'm sure you realize we can't make things right in a few months or even in the first year, but we can begin, and I'm confident we'll be successful. More confident since receiving your letter. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. and Mrs. H.M. McIntosh. That's capital M.C., capital I.N.T.O.S.H. Dear Mr. and Mrs. McIntosh, thank you very much for your very nice letter. You were kind to write, as you did. And Nancy and I are most grateful. We wish there were words that could make the burden you bear lighter. We know there aren't. It isn't given to us to know the why of some things. We can only trust in God's plan for each one of us. And believe in his infinite mercy and wisdom. One thing we do know, your son is with God, having that reward that he promised. He will not grow old, but have everlasting life. You will be in our thoughts and prayers. Sincerely.